able to remember those things, carry them forward so that I can, you know, so that I'm, I already feel like I'm at a much better spot now than I was last year when I left.
You mentioned having to get used to failing every day. I mean, could that dent somebody's confidence and maybe... Can it chip away at something like that, the confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think just as an example, you know, like for Jordan as well as me, you know, we come from where we are at the top level in our sport. You know, we're used to being good. We're used to knowing exactly what we do. So when you switch sports like that and you come into an arena where you don't know what you're doing, it can be a very humbling experience. But the thing is you just have to understand that, like, it is a process, and these guys that you're playing with have been doing this for their whole lives. And, you know, it's going to take some time. So you just have to, you know, constantly believe in yourself and remind yourself that you're here for a reason. You know, they picked you because they see something in you and you see something in yourself. And every day you make a mistake and you keep building on that, keep getting better. So, you know, it's really a frame of mind, just, you know, to continue to keep building on those mistakes. So.
What do you recall, Adam, about being dropped in the middle of training camp and just trying to get acclimated while the middle of training camp was going on for the rest of the guys?
I mean, it was definitely like a pretty big shock. You know, now having experienced the last, you know, five. Granted, the spring this time around is, you know, it's slower. You know, you sort of integrate things a little at a different pace. But yeah, camp was definitely very go, go, go in your face. I mean, all the work's supposed to be done at that point. You know what I mean? Like, when you go into summer camp, it's supposed to be done. You know, you're supposed to have a grasp of the things you're trying to do, and you're just going. You're on the ball. You're not thinking. So I think, no problem. You know, that was a huge thing for me. Was so much going on in my head. It was hard to really go out there and just perform and be an athlete because I was just thinking so much about all the little different details. So now that I get a chance to slow it down, you know, take a look at those details, refine that, you know, understand my role in the team and what I'm supposed to be doing in my position, I can start to detail my work a little better and just go out there and not think so much, you know. Like, once it starts to become natural, you can just go and be an athlete. So
you played football before,
yeah,
before you came to Philadelphia last training camp. What do you think Jordan's going through, never having played the sport whatsoever?
I mean, he's probably feeling a lot of the similar feelings that I felt. I did play football, but, you know, again, my experience is very limited. You know, I mean, coming from North America, I know what football is. You know, I grew up watching it and everything like that, so I have a grasp. I probably had a better grasp than he did. You know, but I think that, you know, both him and I, you know, we have... You know, we're similar mindsets. You know, we want to succeed here. We're applying ourselves to that. It's going to be a process, but, you know, every day we just keep working with the coaches. You know, they brought us here, so they see something in us, and, you know, we see something in ourselves as well. So we just keep building on that, and we're going to do just fine. It's just a matter of, you know, getting there. So,
do you think it's more natural for you, considering you still play a position where you have the ball in your hand, whereas he has to go to a completely new position where there's no ball in his hand? It's your defensive position pretty much all the time. You're trying to, you know, block 300-pound pass rusher kind of come after you. Do you think that makes that much more of a difference?
You know, if you would have asked me that this time last year, I would have said yes. But honestly, football is just such a different sport. You hold the ball differently in rugby. You hold the ball north-south, and in football, you hold it end-to-end, right? So, you know, I honestly just forget everything that I knew, and I just go forward and learn, you know, what I'm supposed to do going forward. I try not to take anything over. I think the best thing that I can take over from that was just the way that I train, you know, the work ethic, you know, the sort of all those things that I learned as an athlete. But in terms of the sport-specific stuff, it's just, you know what, you just forget what you know. You just learn every single day, and, you know, so it's definitely a different beast.